Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Tamach Gimel Erevin 93. And today's Daf Yomi, we start on the bottom of Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, on the bottom of 93a, where it says Amar Rav Chista, going into 93b, Rav Chista said, let's say you have Gidud Chamisha Umechitza Chamisha, that in order for it, for something to be considered a valid Mechitza, valid partition, it has supposed to be 10 Tefachim. But let's say you have a Gidud, which is a small mound, and it has like an embankment of 5 Tefachim high, and then they placed upon it, a person placed upon it, a partition of another 5 Tefachim. So you have Gidud Chamisha Umechitza Chamisha Ein Mitztarfin. We can combine the two, the embankment and the wall, to make the 10 Tefachim. Ad Shia Okul Begidud Okul Bemechitza. You need either the entire thing to be an embankment or the entire thing to be a partition. This is the din of Rav Chista. And basically Rav Chista's din is that this idea that it needs to be either one or the other. You can't combine the two to make the partition. And for, on the basis of this teaching of Rav Chista, our poskim discuss other examples of where something will be kosher either by itself, but well, when you combine them, they're not able to combine it. So one example of this is with respect to the halach of writing a Sefer Torah, that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perek Zayin Halach HaDalad, the Rambam writes that a Sefer Torah, that part of it was written on Gvil and part of it was written on Klaf. These are different aspects of the parchment, different layers of the parchment in which a Torah scroll is written on, that if one was written on the Gvil and one was written on the Klaf, then the Torah scroll is going to be disqualified. Rather, it needs to either be entirely written on Gvil or entirely on Klaf. And the Shavus Yaakov writes that the Rambam learned this din, learned this halacha, because the Rambam didn't say his source, the Rambam learned it from the din of Rav Chisda, that you can't combine a mechitza from an embankment with a mechitza of a regular partition. And in Maseches Gittin, Daf Tes Vav Amabez, there are other examples of this. And on this basis, the Torah, which is kosher to be written on both Gvil or Klaf, is only going to be kosher if it's written on either Gvil or Klaf. But if it's half Gvil and half Klaf, we can't combine it. On the basis of this Rambam, the Tashbist writes that if you find a mistake, Rachmana Litzlan, Chas V'Shalom, in a Sefer Torah, you can't be koif the mistake, that you can't peel it away, just like peeling up the entire level of the parchment. You can't do that, but rather you need to just scratch it away, because if you're going to peel it away, you're going to, the top layer, which was, let's say, called the Gvil, then you're going to have underneath it only the Klaf. And so therefore you're writing the entire Torah scroll on either Gvil or and part of it on Klaf, and that's going to be possible, according to the Rambam, disqualified. And even though it's only going to be written, just a small, small portion of the Torah scroll is just being written on Klaf, you can't distinguish between a portion of it and the majority of it. And even if it's just one word, it's still going to be a problem, because the Chachamim, Lonas Nu Divrei Moshiurim, that the Chachamim don't give amounts. And so therefore, since this is Halacha Moshe Misinai, you can't follow leniencies, and so therefore, the Tashbitz has to be strict. However, the Shavus Yaakov writes, no, that it's a matter that is pashut. It's obvious that since the main reason of this is of not running on Gvil and Klaf combined is because of the idea of Zekili Vamveil, this is my God, and I will glorify God. Therefore, the prohibition is only when part of it is from one type, and then another part is from another type, like a significant amount, because then when you look to it, it looks differently. But in this case, where it's just one word or one line, it's not going to be really disrespectful to the Torah. So the Shavus Yaakov says it's okay. And so too, the Gosser Kiva Eger says that nevertheless, the whole position of the Tashbetz is only if you write the Sefer Torah on Gvil. And that's if you peel away part of it, what remains is what's called Duchstus or Klaf. The Gvil is only kosher when it's Shalim. And so therefore he's writing part on Gvil and part on Klaf. But according to our customs today, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that we have the practice of writing it on Klaf. This concern is not applicable at all. And therefore you can peel it and you don't have to just scrape it away. Another area where this halacha is found is with respect to the laws of Hanukkah. We know Hanukkah candle, you can light it with, well, many people are strict to light it with olive oil, but you can light it with wax, you can light it with other types of oil. So whether or not, can you light half of it with olive oil and or half of it with one type of oil and half with another olive oil? So the Shaar HaEfraim says, at L'chayra, we should bring a proof from our sugi that you can combine the two from the fact that Rav Chisda says you can't combine the embankment with the partition. However, he says that maybe the laws of Hanukkah are stricter because even a person who would allow you to combine the mechitza with the embankment would admit that when it comes to the Hanukkah candles, that you wouldn't be able to do it. And the reason is because Hanukkah candles are for the purpose of publicizing the miracle, and it needs to be clear and recognizable that it's for the purpose of a miracle and that he's lighting, and not just to make light. And if you light it from two different lights, people say, oh, two different people with these candles, one for this wax and one with oil. And it's not going to be done like it's clear that it's for Hanukkah. And so then it's nothing to do with the days of the week or not Mahadrim and not Mahadrim, not more beautiful. And so therefore he's going to say writing for himself. So therefore on Neres Chanukah, a person needs to be very careful that he lights from the same type of fuel, either oil or wax. However, when it comes to Neres Shabbos candles or Yontif, then you could combine the two different types, because there it's not for the purpose of Pursumi Nisa. There it's just to give light in the home, and therefore it's going to be okay according to the Shaar HaEfraim.